Welcome back to another episode of the Jacob Johnston Show. There's no special announcements or program notes up front, so let's go ahead and dive into the show. So Senator Elizabeth Warren is making the news by wanting to go through and break up Amazon. Yes, break up Amazon, along with some other people. And so this goes on to show the irony here that some of the biggest businesses in the world support the Democrats. You know, you got Facebook, Twitter, Amazon, and so forth. As if the Democrats are their friends, but if the Democrats have the opportunity and ability, they're just going to go off and try to destroy these businesses, try to federalize it and take it over. So I just don't get it. And yet, at the same time, you take a look at the wealthiest of the wealthy, right? Your Hollywood actors, you know, all millionaires, all support the Democrats. You got so many billionaires that support the Democrats, most of the 1% support the Democrats, and yet the Democrats are always going out there talking about the evils of the 1% and wanting to take away everything the 1% has. Now, I get it from the perspective of the 1%. They're just going off and taking a look at, okay, we'd be willing to pay more as long as that translates to government issuing new laws and regulations that make it almost impossible for any new company to come in and compete with us. You know, we have enough money that we can afford the lawyer, so we're willing to pay, you know, the 1%'s thinking, extra money for the protection of the government from competition. So in some respects, I do understand why it is that most of the 1%, you know, most of the big businesses and corporations support the Democrats. Plus, when you go off and say, hey, government should provide free everything, they can just go out there and issue platitudes and, you know, do some virtue signaling and, you know, pat themselves on the back thinking that they're really great people, despite the idea that their ideas and agenda destroys lives. But when it comes down to it, they may have miscalculated because the Democrats are now going on and saying, hey, we can't have any real big business or corporation. And therefore, if any company gets big enough, we must break it up. Now, some of this is because of some report coming out of India. Of course, the Democrats will use any excuse whatsoever that they can think of. So a report coming out of India that says Amazon's algorithm favors its own products in the search results on Amazon. Well, no kidding. Why would it be a shock to anybody whatsoever? I mean, it's not like Amazon is some sort of search engine or neutral platform. Okay, I had to take a little bit of a break there. My four-year-old was starting to just stomp around for whatever reason. I don't know if I'm going to be able to edit it out, but hey, you know what? If you're a parent, you understand. So we're just going to roll with it. If I can edit it out, great. If I can't, whatever. So where I was, it's not like Amazon is claiming to be some neutral platform. You know, they're a retailer. That's what they are. And is it any wonder that if given the opportunity to boost their own profits, that on their own site, they would promote their own products? Well, why would that be a surprise to anybody? But apparently that idea is just crazy to the Democrats, who think that Amazon should use its own website to promote other people's products over its own. Now, I get it if you're taking a look at something like Facebook. Okay, yes, in some respects, Facebook, you know, people want to say it's a platform. I disagree. I think they're more of a publisher at this particular point in time. But they will also want to say, hey, Facebook also promotes its own stuff over that of others. But the only thing that they really do is run ads. So they're running ads for their own stuff on their own site, you know, and other people get to run ads. So, I mean, I just don't get where the Democrats are trying to feign outrage that companies will promote their own stuff on their own site ahead of promoting other stuff from other people. Now, maybe if there's an issue where Facebook was violating contracts, if they have contracts with advertisers, okay, maybe, but then that's not a government issue. That's, you know, private party contracts are parties to the contract in dispute. So all of this to say is, despite big businesses and corporations all supporting the Democrats and wanting to virtue signal, if the Democrats have the opportunity, they'll use any excuse whatsoever to destroy big business. So one can only conclude that you have to be a complete moron as leadership to support the Democrats if the Democrats' goal is to break up and destroy your company. Will they learn? Probably not. because virtue signaling is all they care about anymore. They want to be patted on the back. It's kind of like in the New Testament when Jesus was talking about the Pharisees who go out there and pretend to do good deeds just for people to praise them, but don't actually mean it, don't like it. And when no one's watching, they don't do any of the stuff that they want to be praised for. Now, if a business was smart, they would stay politically neutral. But in the end, they did and spent as much money as they could to try and get Democrats into office. And now Democrats, just like we predicted, are trying to break them up. Now, just real quick here, there's an article from Just the News. DHS border rules. Vaccine required to enter the country legally from Canada and Mexico. But if you just cross illegally, no vaccine requirement and you can just remain. You know, once again, it's saying that, hey, if you follow the laws, you're a sucker. You're a sucker if you follow the law, and therefore you're going to be treated as second class. But if you break the laws, well, go for it. And while they're pushing vaccine mandates on the American people, the Biden administration, unconstitutionally, they're trying to go off and demand that you must have a vaccine or show proof that you've been vaccinated in order to work in the American society, but only if you're an American citizen. If you cross the border illegally, they're going to ship you around the country. So when you see spikes in areas of the country of COVID cases, just know that, or at least in some part, that it's likely that it's because the Biden administration just shipped a bunch of COVID-infected people who crossed the borders illegally to that area. And now he's trying to benefit politically from the spike in cases that he caused. But in the end, the illegal immigrants, if they want to go off and get a job, do they have to be vaccinated? No. So you have more rights and freedoms if you cross our borders illegally than you do as a citizen under the Biden administration. Because if you're a citizen, you're second class. If you came here illegally, you're first class. Now, in other news, as always with the Democrats, there's always scandals going on. The Democrat Party is basically a criminal operation. So there's always a scandal that's going on. And we have a new scandal developing here with the Hunter Biden situation, and that is his commingling of funds and joint bank account with his father, Joe Biden. And in one of the latest stories coming from the red state, but one of the things that made our latest story about the emails damaging for Joe Biden was the point that he and Hunter had at least one commingled bank account. Thus, anything that Hunter was involved in could potentially drag Joe Biden down. And Hunter's finances are currently being investigated by the FBI. So, surprise, surprise, Joe Biden, when talking about his son's laptop and emails, lied to us. When he talked about his son's business and how he had nothing to do with it, lied to us. Are we really surprised that a Democrat engaged in illegal activities when confronted about the illegal activities lies to us and says, no, I didn't know anything about that? I mean, you got to remember that was one of Obama's favorite lines. I didn't know anything. I first learned about this from the media report. And then it turned out he was directly involved leading the way. And so we see the same thing going on here with Joe Biden and his son, Hunter Biden, where his son, you know, it's undeniable at this particular point in time with the evidence that is publicly available now as a result of the emails from the laptop that he just abandoned at a computer store, you know, a computer repair store, that Hunter Biden engaged in illegal activity and Joe Biden was with it. Of course, here it is. Joe Biden has even confessed to crimes on camera. And then what happens? Nothing. No punishment, no consequences. And the media is out there trying to convince you that Joe Biden didn't say what you just heard him say on video at that particular press conference. It's really amazing. So as we go through and we see that Joe Biden was involved in the businesses of Hunter Biden, who engaged in illegal activities, while people are saying, well, this is being investigated by the FBI. This could be damaging. Could this be lead to Joe Biden under indictment? My answer is no. Do you remember Hillary Clinton? Hillary Clinton engaged in a lot of illegal activities and crimes. She was investigated by the FBI. And how did the FBI handle it? In a manner designed to ensure that Hillary Clinton got away without prosecution or any punishment whatsoever. In fact, The FBI was used to help cover up the crimes of Hillary Clinton. And so when people are saying the FBI are investigating Hunter Biden and now it could potentially involve Joe Biden, I have zero faith in the FBI. That the FBI's involvement is nothing more than them going through, just like with Hillary Clinton, to help the Bidens cover up the crimes that they have committed. So in the end, my prediction is nothing will ever happen to them. And furthermore, now there's Nancy Pelosi going out there and again promoting the idea that new reporting requirements for banks, that they should be required to report any transaction above $600. Above $600. So basically, if you make a mortgage payment, a rent payment, in a lot of cases, a car payment, then the government needs to know about it. It needs to be reported to the government. Now, I know some of you are saying, well, they already do this, that they do this with any transaction over $9,999, $10,000 or more. They already require the banks to go through and report this. But there's still a few things that I have to say about that. One, how is this even constitutional? It seems like it's a Fourth Amendment violation that they are just going off and searching and seizing people's transactions, bank account, bank records with no probable cause or even an inkling that there is a crime going on. So the idea that the government gets to search your bank account, whether that's for transactions over $600 or over $10,000, is a blatant violation of the Constitution when there is no suspicion of there even being a crime. And you can't just blatantly just search everybody, just because you want to. Now you're going, well, it's been $10,000 for so long. If it's unconstitutional, why hasn't anyone filed a lawsuit and stopped it already? Well, how many people actually make a $10,000 transaction? And for the rare instances in which they may have, were they ever informed that that transaction was going through and being reported to the government? I mean, in my lifetime, I can only think of one transaction that I ever made where the purchase amount was over $10,000. And there was no indication, nothing informed to me that there was going to be any reporting to the government about it. And so the government is saying, well, because you didn't complain about it when you didn't know about it for so long, it must be legal. And if it was legal at $10,000, what's the difference if it was legal at $600? No, just because you got away with it because people didn't know about it doesn't suddenly make it constitutional. And changing the dollar amount to basically be anything involving a car payment, rent, or mortgage payment definitely does not make it legal. You are unconstitutionally in violation of the Fourth Amendment, searching everybody with no basis and no cause, no suspicion whatsoever. So yeah, I would say that if they go through and they try to implement this, then yes, do file a lawsuit. File a lawsuit on Fourth Amendment grounds that this is an illegal search of everyone's bank account. And then we can get rid of the reporting requirements at any dollar amount. I mean, there's a lot of things that the government has been doing for a very long time that's illegal and unconstitutional, and they only get away with it because most people don't know about it, because we don't read the 2,000-3,000 page bills that they pass where all of this is shoved in, and we don't interact or have knowledge of it because it doesn't directly affect us. So they try to play on hiding everything in these monstrosities of a bill, so that you don't take the time to read it, because how many people are going to spend time reading thousands and thousands of pages of congressional bills, especially when a lot of those pages go off and they just reference other legislation that is passed that are hundreds to thousands of pages. I mean, you take a look at some of these bills, and just to read the bill itself along with all the bills that it references, you could be looking at tens of thousands of pages. People do not have time to be able to do that. So they just hope that your ignorance and unawareness allows them to engage in unconstitutional acts. And when you do catch them doing something, they'll say, well, this is no different than that. And it's like, well, that's illegal too. Well, we've been doing it, so because we've already been violating the Constitution, that is justification for continued violation of the Constitution. That's how they try to do this. Now, moving on to the midterms. The midterms are shaping up to be a complete and total disaster for the Democrats. Worse than anything we have ever seen before. You thought the midterms under Barack Obama, his first midterms, were bad. this is going to be even worse. Now, midterms are usually pretty bad for the party that is occupying the White House. You know, for the incumbent president's party, the midterms are usually very, very bad. First off, the president is not the one on the ballot. Secondly, the opposition has a lot more motivation and willingness to show up, whereas the supporters of the incumbent president just for some reason thinks, oh, everybody likes this. Everything's going great. Who would vote against this? Now, if you're the Democrats, you just think because you're stuck in a media bubble that the majority of the country is automatically on your side and you're on the right side of history and everybody should support that. But it's actually shaping up that Joe Biden, with next to no approval, I mean, he's down in the low 30s for his approval ratings, which means nearly, you know, over 60% of the country, nearly 70% of the country disapprove of the job Joe Biden's been doing. It's been one dumpster fire after another with Joe Biden, one crisis after another. You got inflation skyrocketing, pain and suffering going on in the country as a result of Joe Biden's policies. And then it comes back that Joe Biden's commission on court packing has come back and delivered, well, it's burst the liberals' bubble. Now, it's amazing here how the commission sets it up. While the White House Commission on the Supreme Court draft misses the mark, after years, the article wants to go on to quote the Democrats, after years of Republicans upending precedent, breaking their own rules, and stealing seats on the Supreme Court. So if that is the views of the Democrats and setting up this commission, now, first off, they can't substantiate any of that view because the Democrats went through Obama nominated in the Senate, you know, said, no, we're not going to seat a Supreme Court justice in an election year, which, by the way, both parties have done that. But it's amazing how the Democrats have tried to go off and say it is somehow unprecedented when it's rather normal when you take a look at the history of the United States. You know, and the idea that court packing is the Senate refused to seat a judicial nominee until after the election, where who was going to win, Clinton or Trump, was unknown. And everyone was at the time trying to claim it was Clinton. You know, but it goes on here. We must restore legitimacy and integrity to the court and undo the damage Donald Trump and Mitch McConnell have inflicted on our democracy. So, yes, the idea that because Trump, as president, nominated Supreme Court justices and the Senate, which was of the same party of the president, seated those justices, well, that goes off and makes the Supreme Court illegitimate and a threat to our democracy. You see, they just make stuff up. They just make baseless accusations or delusional accusations. And in the meantime, if Trump, as president, had the Democrats in control of the Senate, they wouldn't even wait until Trump's last year in office. They would just blanketed of just denied any judicial nominees starting after the 2018 midterms. And so they would have left the seat open for 2 years and they would say that was protecting democracy. So they're delusional. And so the whole court packing was all based off of the Democrats' idea that if a Republican ever wins an election, it is a threat to our democracy. But therefore, Democrats are justified in doing anything, regardless of how illegal it is. But anyways, even with all of that, the commission comes back and says, you know, court packing is not a good idea. And the liberals are upset, you know, so, and they wanted to expand it from 9 justices to 13 justices, right? And so now that court packing is not being recommended because let's say the Democrats did that, right? And of course, the whole idea was to put the most radical liberals on the Supreme Court, you know, and pack the courts so that no matter how unconstitutional what the Democrats are doing is, the Supreme Court would just rubber stamp it because they're no longer concerned about the Constitution because they're a bunch of radical left-wing nuts. And so that was the goal. But if they were to try and do that, then what would happen? Well, then what would happen is the next time a Republican holds the White House, they'll just decide, hey, you know, that 13-seat Supreme Court, let's expand the court even more and then put on a bunch. And then every president would just continue to add on seats to the Supreme Court to tip it in the favor of their political views. And so it's a really dumb idea to start engaging in court packing to begin with. But now we got this with a Democrat occupying the White House, the Democrats controlling the House and the Senate by, their tie-breaking vote with Kamala Harris, and they won't even be able to go through and pack the courts. What legislation they are able to get through is disastrous and, well, damaging to the country, and they can only get through what is not filibustered. Of course, Joe Biden is just going to go ahead and do it anyway, so Joe Biden, as far as the left is concerned, is basically, as we all knew he would be after the election, is a lame duck. And the only way he's going to get things done is to do it illegally in violation of the Constitution by issuing executive fiat to make new laws that he does not have the authority to make. All of this is to say that in a midterm that is normally bad for the incumbent president's party, the Democrats have absolutely no enthusiasm. They have nothing to be excited about. Joe Biden has just been a complete failure. Hasn't gotten any of his progressive agenda through in any real way, shape, or form. So the Democrats have no excitement, no enthusiasm. Meanwhile, the Republicans are very much excited and fired up because, one, we see the 2020 election and see how fraudulent that is, and we are damn pissed off. And we see what Joe Biden is trying to do and what he's trying to promote. And that is scary as hell as a major threat to our democracy. So, yes. Now, just to provide some historical context, Trump did, yes, lose seats in the House and the Senate after the 2018 midterm, which is not surprising considering how midterms go. But it was not nearly the disaster that Obama had. And as bad as the first midterms were for Obama, it's nothing compared to how bad it's going to be for Joe Biden. And so long as Joe Biden continues to be a dumpster fire, so long as he keeps engaging in his authoritarian nature, the midterms are only going to get worse for the Democrats. Now, interesting news here from just the news. So we know about Joe Biden's vaccine mandate, which is wholeheartedly unconstitutional. And he does not have any authority whatsoever, even if it was constitutional, to go through and enact it himself. It has to go through the legislature. Well, there's a lot of backlash that is coming out about this. A lot of people are just furious with Joe Biden, and not just Republicans, but there's also a lot of Democrats are saying, hey, you can't mandate that we take an injection, especially when we're not allowed to know what's in that injection. And so, yeah, there's a revolt at all levels against Joe Biden's vaccine mandate, including within the federal employees. So here we got troops, federal employees, and contractors file a class action lawsuit against the Biden administration over the COVID vaccine mandate. I mean, Joe Biden is getting so tyrannical that he's saying, hey, if you're a part of the military and you do not get the vaccine, you're going to be discharged. Not only will you be discharged, but you will have to repay the government the cost of your training as a member of our armed services. Think about that for a moment. You know, he changes the rules, tries to do something unconstitutionally, and if people don't comply with it, not only are they fired, but they have to repay their training costs. And so, yes, there is a class action lawsuit being filed right now from members of all five branches of the military, as well as federal employees and the civilian contractors. Everybody's rebelling against Joe Biden's vaccine mandate. Because, well, in a country that's supposed to be celebrating liberty and freedom, the idea that the government can just go through and ram down that you must take an injection or you're not allowed to work is unacceptable. And even the states are coming in and filing their own lawsuits against the Biden administration over the vaccine mandate, such as DeSantis of Florida, going through and saying, hey, you know, we have to protect our jobs. And so they're saying that they're going to go through and they're not going to hesitate in suing the Biden administration over the vaccine mandate. And so you got everybody, you know, from state level to federal level and occupations across the country filing lawsuits against the Biden administration for their actions, because what Biden is doing is wholeheartedly unpopular and unconstitutional. And as it relates to the midterm, the more Biden pisses people off, of course, the worse the midterms are going to be for the Biden administration and for the Democrats. And Joe Biden can't help himself. Joe Biden is unable to restrain his worst impulse. So if everything else wasn't enough to piss people off and make a disastrous midterm for the Democrats, it's the Biden administration making decisions such as giving another $20 million to Mexico and Central America for migrants and refugees. That's right. Instead of enforcing U.S. immigration laws like he has sworn to do, he is subverting U.S. immigration laws, aiding and abetting those who are violating our laws. But now he wants to go off and financially support them, financially support the people to be able to go off and break our laws as part of his encouraging open border policy. And yet he wants to claim that he doesn't have an open border policy. He's wanted to go through and use this money for legal aid. Yes, legal aid to help them fight deportation. Are you kidding me? So we have laws about how you come to the country legally and illegally. And those who are coming illegally, he wants to financially support them coming illegally and then help hide them across the country and then block ICE from enforcing our immigration laws. The dumpster fires, that is the Biden administration, is all self-inflicted and intentional. And is it any wonder that people take a look at Joe Biden and say, holy crap, this guy sucks? Is it any wonder his approval ratings are the lowest ever? Because every day he goes out there, says, screw America, screw freedom, and craps on the American people. Okay, now one last thing here real quick. And this could be a much larger discussion that could take up a full hour-long episode in and of itself, but I'm going to try and boil this down. So the Chinese military operation leaves the U.S. officials dumbfounded. And the article from the Red State, the U.S. military, specifically its leadership, has not had a good year. While the bungled, deadly evacuation from Afghanistan was still the clearest sign of incompetence yet, that disaster followed decades of failure and corruption. Instead of admitting there is a problem in improving the U.S. military, the U.S. military has been busy prosecuting soldiers for speaking out. Also, by contrast, the Chinese communists are eating our lunch by building the world's largest navy, advancing next-generation technology, and promoting unity and strength among their rank and file. The latest examples of their advancement has left U.S. officials dumbfounded after the Chinese military launched a nuclear-capable hypersonic glider that orbited the Earth and then descended into its target area. So yes, while our military is being directed to focus on promoting racism through critical race theory and transgenderism and gay pride and all of that, which has absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with the military, the Chinese are focusing on unity and strength. And after years of engaging in practices of stealing our technology, stealing our private business technology, forcing any business that operates in China, any U.S. business, that those operations hand over all of our technology to the Chinese military, you know, basically theft. Now the Chinese military is at a situation where they have created a hypersonic glider capable of carrying a nuclear weapon. And our U.S. military is looking at that going, I have no idea how they did that. Now, that is scary that the Chinese have technology and capabilities now that our U.S. military doesn't even understand how is possible for them to have a glider, hypersonic, doing what it does. Which goes on to show what we've been trying to say here on the conservative side, that the military is only good at a few limited things, and that is defending the country and warfare. But since they have been directed away from that and have been turned into a political tool and social justice warrior experiment, you know, societal experiment, our military has become weak. They've become incompetent. They are unable to do their job. And our military technology has fallen because they haven't been continuously developed. Meanwhile, the Chinese, which takes a look at their military and goes, the only thing they need to focus on is how to win wars, should a war come about, and focusing on stealing our technology and our technical innovations from the private sector, now have military capabilities that our military can't even figure out how is possible for them to do it. That is scary. We are now weakened. And yet, I'm sure on the left, they take a look at this as China emerging as the next superpower, you know, to replace the United States. The left is cheering it on. Yes, their attack on America, their managed decline of the country is working. And the United States is weakening and collapsing while authoritarian dictatorships rise up. You know, why? Because the left loves authoritarianism. So to see a democracy falling and a tyrannical authoritarian government rising up, they celebrate. All right. So that's it for this episode. I'd like to thank you so much for listening in. Don't forget to leave me a rating and a review, and I will be back again soon.